Welcome to the Inspire Ladies podcast, where through the mess, with all of the stress, we are completely blessed. No matter where you're at in your journey, if you're a seasoned Christian or still discovering the journey that God has set for you, we encourage you to take a listen. We are your hosts, Ashley Eberts
and Kyla Vincent. Grab your coffee or your sweet tea and let's see what the Lord has for us today.
Hey guys, we are back. We are so excited today. We have a special guest for today. She is one of the amazing people working in Inspire. She works on the Inspire newsletter and her name is Larice. Welcome in.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We're so excited. Mostly we're excited because you share the good news about what's going on in Inspire and all the things that come with that. And you share a little bit of Jesus on there, which we all love. So why don't you go ahead and give us a description of like what exactly you do for the newsletter?
I am the editor of the newsletter and creator, I guess. I do have people who help me. I get the newsletter, I get information from the other ladies here at church, and I put it all in one easy to read informational newsletter.
It about is so easy.
Events and things like that.
Now tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have lived in Las Vegas for 20 years. I used to go to Liberty Baptist Church, which is...
Oh, for real?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Josh's dad's church.
That's awesome.
I used to go there. And we sold our house during COVID, and we moved to Henderson. So the natural order of things sent me this way to church instead of driving to the north side. I am originally from Indiana.
Really? What part of Indiana?
Indianapolis.
My husband's family lives like an hour away from Indianapolis.
Okay. In what town?
North Vernon, Indiana. Okay. Like by Columbus.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. They're like halfway in between Indianapolis and Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville.
Okay. Nice.
Small town.
Lots of Midwestern people out here, actually. Mm-hmm. I find that I find them everywhere. They're from the Midwest.
Okay. I have to ask you a question. Do you play euchre?
Yes.
Yes. Dude. We're going to totally be on a team.
Yes. I am totally not from there.
Me neither. But like, so Jason, it's like a card game.
It's so fun when you know how to play,
but it does take a little bit. But Jason's family would literally, like his grandfather is like old school euchre. And he was like, I will literally cut your fingers off if you keep taking back cards.
That is some serious euchre playing. We played euchre and spades, which are very similar games. But my husband likes euchre a lot.
Larice, is there something that really just inspires you to be at Southern Hills? Just kind of makes you flourish more?
Definitely the ladies group. Okay. I love the Inspire Ladies group. It's a great group of women that are leading it and women that get involved in it with all the different conferences and retreats and things that we do. And I love growing closer to other women because there wasn't a thriving ladies ministry. Though I loved all the ladies there, it just wasn't structured like this. Right. So.
And what a blessing for you to be able to be the editor of Inspire and give me all the things that I forget. Like there's so many things in church because there's so many things, different things going on that like having that newsletter to be like, hey, this is what's going on this month. And I'm like, oh yeah, I need to do that. Or, oh yeah, that's amazing. Or thank you for sharing that Bible verse because I really needed that today.
And you can find a link to your Inspire podcast in the newsletter also.
I mean, it is the best part about the newsletter.
Yes. Hint, hint, wink, wink, listeners. And how would somebody get signed up to receive those newsletters?
So you can subscribe at inspireladies.com. You can go there to subscribe to the newsletter. You can also go there to see past newsletters. One of the coolest things I do like about the newsletter, I highlight a lady every other month or so in the newsletter. And I really like that because I don't know, it's gotten me to get to know a lot of ladies that I don't think I otherwise would have connected with so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So I do really like that part about the newsletter.
That's really interesting, that's awesome. Too. And then we could read about it, which is awesome. You're like, who are you? Because our church has been getting so big, and that's amazing. God has definitely blessed our church with people. but I want to know who you are.
Yep. Well, and it's so great to know a little bit about each person, because you kind of, I feel like each newsletter kind of tells you what that person's gifts are too, you know? And then you're like, oh, wow, I'm so glad that that newsletter mentioned that about that lovely lady, like Tracy, because now I know she's gifted in this area, you know? And then you're like, oh, I'm doing a book on this area. Maybe she'd like to join or whatever.
Yes.
It allows people to kind of outreach a little bit more, which I feel is so important as our church grows more. No matter the size, feel connected.
Yes, I agree. That's awesome. You know what the good news is that you share is also the good news of Jesus. So I'm going to give us a Bible verse right now, and it is John 15:16, saying, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name may give you." So that's a blessing, because I feel like God has given you the gift to edit, right? Because I couldn't do it. You know, we all bear our own fruit.
Sure.
Right? And whatever that looks like. You know, I'm more of a chatty Kathy. And I think
that is a good gift for this.
Yes.
I was going to say, he put you right in the right spot then.
I really feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is a little cool. I'm so excited. And then having Kyla made it a little bit more easier, you know, and then adding more ladies in, just like you, to learn more about different ladies. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So something also about the good news of Jesus is, I've noticed as I read more scripture, the good news is kind of everywhere, because God says in the beginning, it is good. And that's all about the gospel. The gospel, it is good. That is the good news, is the gospel. About from beginning to end, God created everything good. And so it's about putting ourself aside, right? And allowing us to see the good that God wanted us to see. And that is the good news.
They say that in John 1:1-3, actually. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it's so funny how, like, if you read that, that's the first thing it says in Genesis, too. It's like, friendly reminder.
Yes.
Yeah.
God is good. God has always been there. God will always be there. And God is with you right now.
Yes.
Amen.
How many kids do you have, Larice?
I have three.
You have three kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. All girls or?
Nope. I have, my son is 16. Okay. And I have a set of twin girls that are 15.
Oh.
They're twins?
They are twins, yes.
Fraternal or paternal? What are they called?
Fraternal.
Fraternal.
Yep. So they are not identical. I did not have that miracle happen inside of my body.
It's
but
okay.
A different miracle of two babies at once.
Wow. God's gift, man.
He just keeps blessing. Depending on the season, the blessing looks different.
That's right. The good news about Jesus. Okay, so I was reading this devotional and it was so good. Do you know who Ryan Stevenson is? He is a singer. He does so many good songs. I can't like think of them. Mm-hmm. But they're really good. Anyways, he wrote a devotional called The Good News About Jesus. And he says, we as women have trials. And when we're faced with those trials, those that are saved, we have Jesus to lean on in times of uncertainty. What an amazing gift from God. He's the only one who changes our life for the better. And as we trust him and fall more in love with him, the more we can see it. And I'm in a season right now where I'm going through very many trials right now that I just need to stay concentrated on him, because he's the only one that can get me through it. So I'm just going to quote his devotional right here. It says, as I experience God's grace and patience within my own life, I am continually to realize that the clear message of the gospel is simply that we are brought into this relationship, that we are adopted and chosen, and that we are in the process as he continues to do the good work in us all.
All right. So what are some things you've noticed that you're learning through this experience of being on the newsletter?
Well, I will say that when I was first asked to do the newsletter, it was not a skill that I thought I had. Like, okay. I did not think that I was going to be able to get out and talk to people. I mean, when I first got here, I didn't know hardly anyone. So I think that I've been doing it now for 1.5 years, And I have learned how to communicate better with people I don't know. And I don't think I was real strong at that before the newsletter. Also, just different ways that women like to connect, what they like, what they, what the information that's helpful for women in different seasons of their lives. You know, I think about the two of you who've got younger kids. So something in a summer newsletter that is beneficial for you may be what to do with your kids instead of being outside in, you know, 180 degrees, right?
Right. Mm, so, I love it.
So, you know, I try to put that in there for parents of young kids. And then, you know, me, I have teenagers. So what are the teens doing? What are we keeping them busy doing, you know? Or how do you get them to start, have their first job? You know, what's that like? Or something like that. Just something that's helpful for every woman in every season is my goal. And because I am trying to do that, so I've learned about all, every woman in every season.
You know what you should do one on? I just, like, this is how my brain works. I listen to something, I'm like, ooh, I have an idea. Is empty nesters, too, coming into, like, school year? How does that look for empty nesters?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
So with learning all this with the newsletter, what is something that you've learned with other women that's really inspired you to continue?
Well, people open it up and read it. That's encouraging.
Yes.
I understand.
So everybody who is listening, please subscribe to the newsletter.
Yes.
And to the podcast.
Yeah, and to the podcast, of course. Always. That's always
share
a given,
with your
by the
friends,
way.
Man.
Yes.
Yes. Like, subscribe, share. Yeah, all the good stuff. Whatever
give
it
us
is.
A Yelp review.
Yeah. That definitely inspires us to keep going. When you're reading and listening and sharing.
That's so. Yes. So another great way to connect.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So the ladies retreat comes up in October.
Yes. Yay. I was hoping you guys were going to bring up the ladies retreat.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Tell us
that's
all my
about
favorite.
It is coming. It's October 24th through the 26th so in excited. Ironwood. Mm. So we are going to get away for a few days
praise
with
Lord.
No one going, Mom. Mom, mom,
right,
mom,
yes,
mom.
Mommy, mommy,
or honey for that matter.
Oh yes.
Yes. No one to touch you, poke you, feel you, hug you, kiss you, want every bit of you, and you have nothing left. So it'll be nice to recharge.
It will, and we get to do it all together in community with the ladies here at Southern Hills, and it is very exciting. Our theme for ladies retreat is faith before the fire. Mm. And Miss Heather is our teacher for this. She's going to be teaching out of the Book of Elijah. And I am very, very excited. This is actually my first Southern Hills retreat that I get to attend.
What?
I was just about to ask you, what was your favorite part of Ironwood? And let me tell you, it's everything.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
I like
I've
the
been
guns.
To Ironwood. I like the guns.
Guns and horses, man. I feel like I was born in the Western moment.
No, I think since the last time my cheek still hurt because I think she loved smacking me with a tortilla.
By the way, y'all, I am the tortilla slapper champion. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah,
it's between
I got
me and
up.
Becky Meisner.
Oh, nice.
And we were slapping the dickens out of each other with the tortilla. And man, that was a great slow-mo.
If you were to battle anybody, those two would be the ones to battle because Becky does not hold back and neither does Kyla.
Oh,
so
yeah,
literally
man.
They were just smacking the tar out of each other.
It was so much fun. I have never loved and enjoyed a person in a moment more than Becky Meisner in that moment.
That
she was
awesome.
So fun.
That's
I
awesome.
Stayed in as much as I could. And then like the tortillas were falling apart. People were giving us more tortillas.
To keep the smacking going.
I'm like, I think I'm done. Oh. My cheek was completely red. I'm surprised it wasn't bruised at this point.
That's yes. Funny. I was smacking her real hard.
She was getting out some frustrations.
That's awesome. So I am excited. I've never been to one for Southern Hills. I have been to Ironwood. Oh. And I do enjoy the food there.
Oh, yes. It's the tri-tip night that gets me every time.
Yes, every time.
Last time, and they usually do like a spaghetti night, but last time we were there, they did charcuterie.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, dude, we're not even gonna get full on this. Like, what are they doing? And then out comes like a smorgasbord, and I'm like, we'll be just fine.
Yeah.
I left a very full.
Yes. I have never seen so much charcuterie in my life.
Well, one thing about Ironwood, every time I go, the food is, they do not let you go hungry. They feed you all the way.
Yeah. Like wheelbarrowing yourself out.
Yes.
Yes.
But that's amazing. And it's also great to have that connection with each other, right?
Yes.
And there's going to be so many new ladies coming because our church is growing, right? So
yes.
Other ways to connect.
Yes.
And
so if you don't have your tickets,
get them
also at inspireladies.com. Mm-hmm. They are still on sale for $195 until September 30th, but it will go up after the 30th. So October 1.
I need to figure out like everything with that. I'm so excited. Like, I don't even care if, like, you know, I hire a nanny for those days because I'm very excited.
As long as the boys survive.
Yeah, seriously.
Just keep them alive. That's all you
gotta
do.
They'll be fine. They got their daddy. They'll be all right.
All he's got to do is feed and water them.
So seriously.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
Sometimes that's the tough part.
I know.
Right.
Just think about the fact that God already knows who his children are. Speaking of children, he's just waiting for you to figure that out. And he loves you so much that he's willing to be patient as his sheep look for the true shepherd. So when we're all stressed out about our children or anything else, God has got your back.
Amen.
You know, I was just doing some research because I'm starting a Bible study. And I wanted to go through a book of the Bible. And I was like watching a ton of awesome YouTube videos on 1 Peter.
Okay.
And 1 Peter is, the way they kind of summed it up, is about the pilgrimage of your relationship with Christ and having the hope of the good news about Jesus. So it kind of ties in well with all this too.
I'm just thankful that Larice took the time out of her day to come hang out with us because she's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Well, you guys are awesome as well. And of course, I mean, we're all on the same team here.
That's right.
And it is important for us to support one another. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Anytime. All right. And that's it for this month's podcast, ladies. Like, subscribe, share, do all the things. Like I said, a Yelp review would be nice. We're amazing. Thanks so much for joining us today for this month's podcast. Please make sure you like, subscribe, and leave a comment on whatever platform you use for podcasting.
And don't forget to join us on inspireladies.com and check out the upcoming event for Camp Ironwood. It is a ladies retreat. It is going to be so much fun. And we, as a podcasting group, we'll see you there.
Have a blessed day.